Okay, check yourselves spiritually as we conclude here the doctrine of comfort, Roman numeral 14, page 4 of our notes. A, as part of God's policy of grace, He pursues the positive growing believer with comfort. It's not anything you have to go out, crank up. He's pursuing you. And you must obviously be in tune in regards to God's plan, sensitive to the comfort, if you want to enjoy truly all the benefits that is there for you. 2 Corinthians 1:3-5 has made very clear, and it is there for our benefit. So B, this comes in a plethora of various ways, obviously through doctrine itself. A deliverance from a test is obviously comforting, encouraging, fellowship with one another, the spiritual gift in its function, encouragement and word and application of others, examples set by others in application, etc., passing their own tests, enduring through their own tests, pouring of the details, blessings as God provides otherwise, paralleling the test, etc. Again, example, Romans there, 1:12. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine. So see, comfort is always there to match the test. You can expect to receive comfort, encouragement, commensurate with the test itself. The greater the pressure of test, the greater comfort God will pursue you with. And that's brought out again, 2 Corinthians 1:5. We've read all these verses. D, comfort does not necessarily mean the removal of the common human problem, the test, though it may and eventually will, in accord with God's policy to deliver us from all tests. Ultimately, you will find deliverance from your test. It may be the ultimate deliverance, obviously, through death itself, but deliverance will come. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So there is always ultimate deliverance, but even while you are going through the test, you can expect God to provide everything necessary to sustain you, to keep your head up, so to speak, to stay motivated and maintain throughout your test, to provide you relief. E, God turns off divine comfort for the reversionists, but turns it back on the instant of reversion recovery. F, each of us has a responsibility to minister comfort to others and receive it, and will both knowingly and unknowingly. People, you can encourage, you can comfort people and not even know it. Just through your presence, espousing doctrine, things of this nature. Hearing of news in regards to your own handling of tests. G, suffering and being comforted qualifies us to comfort others. It gives us experience. And we share in sufferings. And therefore we have something to offer others who are suffering as we field our own tests, recognizing the encouragement that God gives you, relating this to others, things of that nature. 2 Corinthians 1:4-6. H, since the pastor teacher and his congregation share the same history and niche, they share the same sufferings and comfort. Obviously individualized, personalized, but essentially the same types of, in general, tests. And hence we will find comfort together in that respect. 2 Corinthians 1:7. I, following Paul's lead, a pastor teacher should brief his congregation on his sufferings and comfort, so as to comfort them through his example, and so they can pray for him to relate, a pastor for him to relate his own test in regards to the congregation, is sponsored and set by example by Paul, as we saw in regards to the Corinthian church and his ministry. It allows the congregation to recognize God intervening and operating on his behalf, which is essentially on behalf of the church. And in turn, through example, can be beneficial to help others to resolve for themselves to have the same type of commitment and determination in regards to facing their own test in life. To hang in there, to teach in season and out of season, to encourage others that know it's not always going to feel like you want to go to Bible class, but to hang in there, to discipline yourself otherwise, to set an example that doctrine comes first before all things. J, a sound exegesis of 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 11, that passage is foundational to this principle as we've read that. So K, the pastor, teacher, and congregation are mutually comforted as each witnesses the other's spiritual gifts. To see the gift function, we draw from these things our own comfort, our own encouragement. Romans 1, 11 and 12, for I long to see you in order that I may impart some spiritual gift to you. That looks at Paul and his apostolic gift, providing them the benefit of that gift in practice, that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you, while among you, each of us by the other's faith in regards to the function. Other spiritual gift, frame of reference of doctrine, the level of application, etc., both yours and mine. To see the function of gifts operate, perform, the result is encouraging to the church corporately as well as individually. L, Israel, the target of insults by the nations in the last days, which is their judgment for rejection of the covenants, will be comforted by the Lord via the second advent and Israel's exaltation in the millennium. That's where they will receive national comfort, as we read those Old Testament passages earlier. So in the blessings of faith 3 constitute eternal comfort. SG3, all that's associated with our resurrection body. These are all part of the comfort package. In isolation of the STA and adherence to Bible doctrine, phase 2 is essential, or the STA will rob the believers of the plus H, the joy, inner happiness associated with comfort. Again, 2 Corinthians 7, 4 and 7. Great is my confidence in you. Great is my boast on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am overflowing with joy in all our affliction. To have inner happiness in spite of the pressures of our common human problems and testings otherwise. Not only by his coming in regards to Titus, verse 7, but also by the comfort with which he was comforted in you. As he reported to us your longing, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced even more. To find continued reason for inner happiness to sustain one in the midst of their own pressures and circumstances in life. All right?